better person than I knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Sarah Yacoub.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, a bombshell, which you would expect from bomb throwers. We will talk about the leaked document indicating that the U.S. Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade. And later, one of the last moderate Republicans who used to be in the state Senate, Dale Schultz, talks about what happened to his old party.
And we have some good news. There's a moderate Republican candidate, quite the unicorn these days, running to the left of right-wing up north Congressman Tom Tiffany in the August primary. We'll visit with Ty Cornelius in just a little bit.
But first, of course, we have to get to the Supreme Court controversy and visit with our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, the legislative director in the Upper Midwest for the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and an old friend of the show. Welcome back, Kristen. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Chris. Kristen, you know, we've talked a lot about trying to help Wisconsin out, and we've, you know, sat around and had good wine together and tried to put our heads together on what we could do. And you texted me when you heard about this thing, you know, the leaked decision. Mm-hmm. And you were just sad, and I was sad, and we were angry, and I was like, we got to get you on. We just got to talk about this, even though this wasn't part of our show today. We got to talk about it. So, what's going on over there? What are your patients saying? You know, what is the obstetric community saying? What's going on?
So this really isn't a surprise. We have been anticipating this. We knew something was going to happen. We know what the nature of the court is, and Wisconsin is in such a unique situation. Because depending on what their judgment was, and this still could be the case, but it seems more likely we know what's going to happen. But Wisconsin could either become a state where abortion is completely outlawed and it's a felony, or where we would be a haven state and we would be able to do some abortions. Now, the whole upper Midwest, like Illinois, is going to be a haven state. People are going to be able to go to Illinois. They've made it very easy for women to obtain the health care that they need. And Minnesota is similarly easy, but Wisconsin is just so tricky. So when this ruling came down, I think we were in a way relieved to know what we had to prepare for, but it was still a terrible gut punch. And not just for those of us who are trying to take care of patients, but I think for women all over the country. We've known that this has been in the balance for a long time, but to know that this truly is being taken away from us, it defies understanding.
Well, and you know, what we're hearing from the talking heads on Fox News is, well, if you don't like it, just move. And what a privileged, ugly thing to say to hardworking, working class people who don't have that luxury. They can't get up and move. And then add on top of it, all the wait lists. So then you have to get there and then wait a couple days. It's just cruel.
Or folks in the military, for example,
yes,
that we've heard from them as well. They mm-hmm. don't have that luxury.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, they can't pay. They can't afford to get up and move. They can't afford to come back for their second day, which is, by the way, not a necessary appointment. I mean, all of this should be able to be done in one day, but they can't even afford to come back for their second day visit because they can't scrape up $200. I heard that three times yesterday. These people, I mean, it's food or an abortion. And if they can't afford their abortion, then what happens? They're four times more likely to end up in poverty. We've got data that shows that. This is not good for women. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for our entire country.
Well, and looking at Justice Alito's opinion, it feels like they said the quiet part out loud. And I think that was the hardest part. Like, it's one thing to say, you know, we just love babies so much. Every baby must be born. We're all a bunch of forced birthers. Okay, fine. But when he's relying on Sir Matthew Hale, who was a judge who not only burned women at the stake for being a witch, but who also did not believe in marital rape. So once you get married, you are property in this guy's eyes. And that's Justice Alito's hill to die on. And then if that's not enough, he goes into case law that gives us interracial marriage, that gives us gay marriage, that gives us some foresight of where they are going. And oh my gosh, I mean, they're literally legally taking us back to property in a way that is just horrifying.
Mm-hmm. We have to be able to translate that so that it is understandable by the general public, so that people will stand up and say, I'm not going to take this anymore. So that women and men who support us, which is most men, will vote and understand how we are moving in the wrong direction, not just for women, but for everyone.
So it's crazy, Kristen. So, you know, I'm actually dating an OBGYN as well. She was on our show. So I've been talking about this nonstop in the last 3 days, and the community is actually starting to talk about, you know, how doctors can get away with providing women this health care and not lose their medical licenses in different states. You know, like it's actually come to the point where, you know, it's like their OBGYNs, you know, might be forced into the black market, you know, to provide the care that women need during this time. And it's makes me feel like I'm in a third world country right now.
Not just OBGYNs, but there's so much information on the internet. Midwives are stepping into this arena. People are doing self-managed abortions, and they're figuring out how to do it surgically, how to do it medically, where they can get their medications from overseas or from states that are willing to provide it. This is a whole different industry. And now we're seeing a whole different set of problems. People showing up in the emergency department and getting grilled about, what do you mean this is a miscarriage? Tell me about, did you have a medicine? Where did you get the medicine? We just had this the other day at work, a detective calling because he was hunting down where a woman had gotten a medication so that she could induce her own abortion.
This is something we're going to see a lot more of. And other people have made the point before me, but you know, law enforcement is noteworthy in how local it is in terms of the degree of power that somebody chooses to exert. In other words, we're going to hear about, you know, the sheriff in, you know, Shawano County who decides to go after, you know, a woman because of a rumor he heard. Or Kristen, the law enforcement officer that goes after you because they think that something that you prescribed isn't quite right. And there's nothing to stop a sheriff, a police chief, a rogue district attorney, and it's not going to stop at abortion. It is going to go right to contraception next. And I mean, I and a few others here are old enough to remember when, you know, for the younger folks in our audience, contraception wasn't always as widely available legally as it is now, right?
In my lifetime, contraception wasn't available for unmarried women. It was illegal for unmarried women to obtain contraception in the 70s. So, you know, we are really headed in the wrong direction. Law enforcement doesn't want to get involved. They don't want to touch this.
Well, most of them don't, but there's always somebody like that Racine County sheriff, you know, who wants to make a name for himself. So that's what we're going to have to face. That's what every doc is going to have to face, every provider, every woman.
As a woman who's experienced the trauma of a miscarriage, and they're heartbreaking, and we don't talk about them because they're stigmatized and they shouldn't be, but the idea of mourning the loss of your child and then having to prove you didn't do it on purpose is grotesque. Add another layer. You know, I go toe-to-toe with domestic abusers daily, and so, you know, they are manipulative and deceptive. And it is not beyond them to do a Google search on the home computer and then get her back for calling the police. So say, hey, that miscarriage, she did that on purpose. Go prosecute her. And we do have those rogue DAs who are young and, you know, Sean Duffy wannabes who are trying to make a name for themselves. And it's really scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I didn't mean to say that law enforcement wasn't going to prosecute. They will. It's a tricky situation, though, because Josh Call has said, our attorney general, that if abortion becomes illegal in Wisconsin, he won't prosecute. But that leaves a lot of gray area for who will, what's the statute of limitations, really what can we do as people who desperately want to provide care, much needed care for these women who need it.
Not to mention the partisanship that comes into it, because one of the Republican candidates for attorney general said today that he most certainly will, enforce any kind of a ban that comes up. So, again, the whole thing's been put into the political arena. But to bring it back to healthcare, you know, the people who keep telling us, well, there's no need to pass gun safety laws because that won't stop it from happening, now believe that if you pass a ban on abortion, abortions will stop happening. So, Dr. Lyerly, will getting rid of Roe v. Wade get rid of all abortions?
Getting rid of Roe v. Wade will not get rid of all abortions. And in fact, it will make abortion much more dangerous. People will die. Families will be torn apart. And it is absolutely the wrong thing to do if you actually like people.
Yeah, that's or the care right about way life. To tie a bow on this, to care about life. Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly, we sure appreciate your time. Let's do it again under happier circumstances, but we're so glad to have your information, your expertise, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Love hanging out with you guys. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, there's a Republican challenging Tom Tiffany for the congressional seat up north. We'll talk to Ty Cornelius about his candidacy next. You're up north.